episode fucking like 26.
13, I think.
13?
13?
Oh, I think it's 12, to be honest, with everybody in the room.
Yeah, I hope it's 12.
Yeah, we're going to skip 13. Yeah.
That's my lucky number.
No way, it's football season. You can't get any bad luck going.
Yeah, not trying to get bad juju on your boys.
Wait, I have to do my introduction.
Especially when boys are hot.
We're learning each other's names right now.
All
right. I'm Uncle Dick.
Tommy Touchdowns.
And you got Mike on the right, on the microphone to the right. I miss my...
That's what she was waiting to do.
Yeah,
for.
She's been waiting to do that
for like a week and a half.
I miss my like enunciation when I say Mike on the right, on the microphone to the right.
Close enough. We'll go with it.
All right, you're working on it.
All right, so...
You gotta start somewhere.
Moving right into my favorite thing that happened in this beautiful week that just passed. So, I was on Twitter. Me and Uncle Dirty talked about this a little, but there was a video from the hurricane down in North Carolina, and it was of a newscaster, and he was just, like, blowing so hard, like, trying to, like, stand his ground, and then you just see two guys just walk so calmly behind him, like, not a gust of wind to be seen.
I can't wait to see this.
Did you see what they said, like, the excuse for that? They're like, well... The reporter, like the news channel, like the reporter was on the grass and it was slippery, and the two teenagers were walking on concrete.
Imagine that. Imagine it's that hard to walk just because you're on grass.
He was overselling it so bad. But dude, the little graphic in the side said like it tells you how fast the wind's going.
Yeah.
It's like 29 miles per hour. Like no one,
like you can play golf in that beautifully.
Blown over 29.
Gotta be like 89 before you even thinking about getting blown over. Oh man,
that was hilarious.
Yeah, I'm gonna watch that right at the conclusion of this pod. Yeah. So my favorite, as everyone knows, I just want to thank all the fans that came out and supported us out in Chirac this last week. You couldn't even walk down the block. It was just handshakes and pictures the whole time. So thanks for that. But yeah, so Saturday night, you know, I'm just enjoying my time at the festival, walking around, dancing around, maybe cutting a little rug. And this girl I see next to me struggling a little bit. And I'm like, what in God's name is going on with this poor girl right here? But she was having a great time struggling. She had a beer can stuck to her foot on her sneaker, and it was like around her boot.
Yeah.
And she was dying laughing because the beer was on her foot.
Like a little,
she goes, I've tried my whole life to get this to work, and I just did it by accident. I'm like,
good for her.
So me and her became great friends for like 2 seconds, and then I immediately passed my friendship on to her boyfriend, who I'm more of a guy's guy.
Yeah.
So
I'm pretty sure I've seen you hit on way more dudes.
Yeah.
Like tenfold. Like,
oh yeah, easy.
Like,
so yeah. It was so we met these two people, and it's my first new friend I made in like 7 years. So yeah, it was pretty entertaining for me.
Where were they from?
Chirac. They're just outside of Chirac. Kip's friends with the broad with the beer can on her toe.
She was neat. She, like, literally everything she said was just exactly things that I say.
No, they had to take a picture together. They had to take the picture together, of course. And they both fucking did this stupid thing where they put their hand under their face while they smile. And I've never seen anyone else do that besides her and her friend. And so that made me sick. But, yeah, me and her mans were having a good time, and then them two were like having a good time over on the other side. So that was cool.
That's always
new friends for the first time.
Yeah, it's tough to make new friends. All right, my favorite of the week. Well, I think everyone's favorite of the week was Vontae Davis. But we'll talk about
Of course. Goes without saying.
My favorite was there was a little, you remember the Nick Young, Gilbert Arenas, like, videos, like, where Gilbert Arenas, like, went to Nick Young's house and, like, was, like, fucking with his
kids
and all that? So, anyway, they're friends, I guess.
Yeah.
So, they were getting into it, like, who's a better shooter. So, Nick Young challenged Gilbert Arenas to a three-point shooting contest for $50,000.
Oh, man.
So, Gilbert shows up to the gym with $100,000.
Ooh, here we go.
And goes, he said, what did he say? He goes... this arm don't get out of bed for less than 100 or something. So shows up there with $100,000. Like
that boy gets in a lot of trouble gambling.
Yeah, and Nick Young didn't show up.
Damn.
So Gilbert's like, fuck it, I'm going to shoot anyway.
Yeah.
He shot around the three-point line at each corner, each wing, yeah. Top 20 shots, made 95 out of 100.
Damn.
One off his record of 96 out of 100. So
imagine stroking that good, like, just, he's not even playing anymore, like, yeah. He probably shoots, but, like,
yeah, but
he's not shooting like he
not
did.
Playing.
Yeah. And he can stroke like that. God.
Yeah, so Nick Young's soft, and Gilbert, Agent Zero, still got it.
Yeah. Well, we all knew Nick Young was soft.
Yeah.
What do you think you would hit out of 100 today, right now?
Out of 100? In a gym?
Yeah. NBA range, of course.
NBA range? I think I would hit... probably 40.
40? I'm about to put 50 grand on that.
Wide
I'd
open?
Put my house on it.
Wide open? No one around me?
I'd hit 10.
Yeah, but you're not a shooter.
What do you mean I'm not a shooter? I'm a low post player. Yeah, you can't spread it out to...
Yeah, high school range, I'll hit like...
yeah.
99, probably. Not that NBA is like that much deeper.
But yeah, but high school range is your range.
It's definitely a difference.
Yeah, that's a big step. How many would you hit?
I don't even know what the question is.
Wow. A lot of paying attention going on from the right side of this couch.
Oh, I have to.
She's still laughing over her intro.
No, I have, I have a quick interruption, even though that's breaking the rules, but I've been thinking about it in my head. We need to come up for a name for our fans. Like, you know, Demi Lovato, they're like the Lovatics. Lady Gaga is like the Monsters. That was another podcast. They're called like the Fuckers.
I don't think there is another podcast.
We need to like have a fan name.
The Boys.
No, but we're the Boys.
Everybody's the Boys.
It's like something.
Yeah, so fans,
we'll dwell on
if you have any ideas,
yeah,
email us at UncleDareAndTheBoys@gmail.com.
Tweet us.
Instagram us.
Instagrams us.
All right, and now
one,
back.
Whoever comes up with the best name gets a free t-shirt.
Ooh, free Uncle Dare and the Boys tea. I like it.
It's priceless.
So back to our regularly scheduled programming, and my least favorite this week is Dos Equis.
Ugh.
So
I second this.
At Riot Fest this weekend. Well, first Uncle Derek goes on a whole spiel about how they have the best beer selection at any festival he's ever been to. They even have liquor,
but they did, right?
Everything. Just get there. The only beer you can get is Dos Equis or Heineken. That's it.
Or Tecate. $9 beers too.
Just terrible choices. Like, and I've too many Dos Equis for one.
I would drink a Heineken.
I drank too many Heinekens,
yeah,
so you had to go
drink.
Get a Dos Equis. It was gross.
I don't like Heinekens. I mean, I don't like Dos Equis either, but...
I can deal with a Heineken.
It was horrible. I forgot all about it. I put it out of my head that I was drinking that all weekend.
So then Saturday, I was forced to drink liquor because I didn't want to drink the Dos Equis, and that took a turn for the worse quickly.
Yeah, but on the side, probably a couple drinks, you probably... feeling herself.
I wouldn't know. Alright, so my least favorite is I didn't make it into a Cubs game or get tatted in Chicago, which is forcing me to go back next year.
Yeah, have to go back, that's all.
So I think I'm going to fly next year though, because I'm going to plan it and actually plan on going.
Yeah. Because then, if you go to, like, a game, it's, like a trip.
I might just, like, not go to the festival. I might just, like, go to Chicago.
Or just go for, like, one day.
Yeah, yeah. Do something. Because I was hearing that you could get, like, a $30 day pass. And I know this year was a down year for them. And they were all fucked up with their ticket sales. I don't even personally believe they're going to have it next year because it's so bad. But if they do, and even if they don't, like, I'm just going to go to Chicago this point of the year. Go to a football game, possibly, baseball game. Like, do the things I want to do in Chicago that I always say I'm going to do. And then just end up just getting pissed drunk and going to
the fucking
festivals.
That happens in most places.
Yeah. But, like, if the only reason I'm there is to do, like, I wanted to go, like, Mike on the right's talking about going to this fucking, one of the buildings that has, like, a glass floor. And it's,
oh,
like,
yeah.
And, like, I wanted to do that, but... wasn't in the cards. So.
Yeah, talked to a lot of time. You guys were there for, like, what, 3 days?
Yeah, yeah, we got there Friday morning at, like, 7:30.
Like, if you go to the festival, it's tough to do other things.
Yeah, like, yeah.
It pretty much takes up your day.
Yeah. Yeah, we got... And it was, like, a 45-minute ride from where we were staying. So it was, yeah. Like... So it was, like, you were all...
kind of deep.
But it was only, like, 5 miles, you know? It wasn't, yeah. Like, far. But it was, like... You were all ready to, like...
Why'd you take the L?
You already packed, I guess. And there was, what? You had to take, like, some crazy-ass, you know, like, walk from one station to the next.
Yeah, the stations
like a weird
didn't, like, connect. Oh, so yeah, you're connecting. Like, you would, like, leave trash. The station, then walk to another one, get back
yeah.
on.
Yeah. And it was, I don't know, we like, Saturday night, I wish I stayed out until, like, fucking, I just wish I didn't go to bed Saturday night because I was ready to go. Yeah. But, like, the other nights, it was, like, Friday night, we were like, yo, let's go out. And then we got in the Uber to go home, and, like, your sales were completely deflated by the time you got home because yeah. it was just like, damn, I just fell asleep in that Uber because it was so goddamn long. So, yeah, it was like, it took the wind out of my sails for sure, and it seemed like it did for everybody else. So, but it was, I mean, I'm happy I went, but yeah. I should have done more things with my time.
It's always next year.
Yeah, it's always next week.
All right, my least favorite, well, I just thought of this. I didn't even have this down, but I got another one too. But going to the Sox game on Sunday, take the train in, and the fucking train stops.
Did it?
Loses power, like, oh, hold on.
Jesus.
Like, all right, we'll wait here for a couple minutes.
Trains don't fuck
the
up
train,
too often.
Like the commuter rail? The T?
Yeah, stopped. And then,
where do you park to do it?
I usually park in, like, Newton and take it in.
No.
Is that where we went?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the best.
And then, so the train's, like, stopped. And we already had, like, I had plans to, like, go to McGreevy's, open up at, like, 10 a.m., like, eat, tie one on before the game.
Yeah,
So now we're, like, running behind. We were there for, like, so they get it moving. Goes one stop, breaks down again.
Oh!
So we wasted like 40 minutes on the train.
Damn, well, Andrew screwed because
and
it's not like they can even send a new one because
exactly.
the broken down ones
are the way. And they were like, oh, it'll be a minute. So we waited for a few minutes and then like 20 minutes later, like, yeah, we're not going to be able to get it moving again. You're going to have to, everyone has to get off the train. We're like, shh. So we had to get off, fucking find another way to get there. And we were like almost like an hour behind.
Yeah.
So that kind of sucked. But
it's like, 3 drinks right there.
Yeah.
That's the green line?
Yeah. But anyway, this was my least favorite. I'm not trying to turn this into a political show, but this goddamn liberal son of a bitch. And I know it's on both sides, there's some crazy people. But this dude, Southern Nevada sociology professor Mark J. Byrd.
How's he spell it?
B-I-R-D.
Duh, no wonder he's
yeah.
a moron.
So apparently, dislikes Trump so much... He shot himself in the arm in protest.
Huh.
And then got arrested for unlawful discharge of a firearm and carrying a concealed weapon. So he's a fucking idiot.
Oh, man. How about on our drive home? I don't know if you guys got it, but we got a, like, alert lookout for Sean. What was his name?
Sean Christie.
No.
And it was like,
yeah,
it was like if you find him, do not approach. And I guess he, like, had a, he, we were in Ohio, I think, at the time, but it was in, like, Jersey. So they
no,
must
Pennsylvania.
Have, Pennsylvania,
and
yeah.
he was, like, trying to kill the president.
Yeah, he was, well.
He made threats.
Yeah. Everybody makes it.
Imagine, like, what is that going to do, shooting yourself in the arm?
That's a good protest.
What do you accomplish?
I don't know what you're
know.
Going for in that one.
Me neither. And then that was just. Funny that he got arrested.
Yeah.
For
good for him.
Doing that.
He really thought that one through.
Yeah.
On the rock.
Alright, my underrated this week is Sherbert.
Wait, overrated or underrated?
My overrated.
Yeah, oh, there you go.
My overrated this week is work. Having a job.
Tell me about her.
Had to wake up real early this morning after getting in pretty late. I just was near quitting this job, my other job. Like, it was, it wasn't pretty for me this morning.
Pretty sure everyone hates work.
Yeah.
I think everyone can get on board.
Yeah, everyone could agree with you on that. We left Chicago about 8:30. their time and
PM? Got
AM.
What time did you get home?
11.
Yeah.
A little bit later than 11.
It was good. It was fun.
We stopped to eat at KFC though, and it was dope.
It actually was though.
I know.
You didn't stop at a Chick-fil-A?
We didn't even pass a Chick-fil-A. We passed.
House. We passed like Chick-fil-A. 17 Chick-fil-A's.
I didn't see any.
Yeah, they were there.
I actually don't like Chick-fil-A, but
I think that's overrated. Is Chick-fil-A? I know that's like blasphemous to Tommy Touchdown.
Well, I mean, I really enjoy it just because it's so much better than like all the other like fast food chicken sandwich. Like, you're no chicken sandwich.
Yeah,
I'm just not a big like chicken sandwich person. So
like, it's way better than a chicken sandwich from any other place.
Yeah.
They had the chicken.
And they got decent waffle fries. And the Chick-fil-A sauce. Whew.
I like that they put pickles on them.
I don't.
You don't like pickles?
We're really on opposite ends of the...
pickles.
What?
What?
Get the fuck off this pot.
Yeah, you're dumb.
You're toast.
Pickles are fucking so gross.
That's the dumbest thing I've heard out of Tommy Touchdown's mouth my entire life.
I might have to quit the
podcast.
You want to
quit? We might have
to... quit. I'll take this over myself.
We're going to have rival pods now. Pickles v. non-pickles.
Uncle Tommy pickles and the boys.
That's ridiculous.
It's just him and Miles.
Yeah. How much better, though? All right, so my overrated, this is going to really upset some people on this podcast, namely Mike, Blondie.
The band?
Yeah, they were at Riot Fest.
Oh, okay.
So it was, like, cool that, like, got to see Blondie, whatever.
But she, like, did good. Like,
she was...
What's, they got a couple hits. What's, like, their one now?
One way or another.
Nah, keep going.
That's not the one I'm taking off.
What's the other one that,
The hit.
That's their.
Like, well, no, I know that, but there's like another really good one.
Hold on.
I'll talk.
I just heard on the radio.
Yeah, I'll talk piss about it. Why she's overrated. One, I don't like front people that don't play an instrument. So, like, just play rhythm guitar and don't even have your shit plugged in and just pretend to play. Like, that'll work.
The tide is high, but I'm holding on.
Yeah, that one.
I'm gonna be your number one.
Yes. The other one's way bigger.
No, but that one's like a hit.
Yeah. Which, I thought I only knew like three Blondie songs, but I did know like almost all the ones that she played. Yeah. There was a couple I was like, haven't heard this one. But she's like however old. She's gotta be like damn near 70.
That's like...
And came like, out in short shorts.
Oh, like underwear. Half of what she's wearing.
You probably
loved
it.
Yeah.
And a lime green wig.
Like, bright-ass green wig.
Then had an umbrella open for more than half the show.
Yeah. And she, like, danced provocative. It was like watching your grandma on stage, like, dancing sexually.
She was cool, odd.
Who was dancing more sexual, that girl or the girl from Thunder Pussy?
Oh, man. I've never seen anything like those girls in Thunder Pussy. Go shout out to them girls, because that was great. What a show that was. To open up for Black Pistol Fire, too. That was a good one.
Give a shout out to Boris for opening up.
And Boris opened up for Thunder Pussy and fucking Black Pistol Fire.
Who's the real star of the show?
Definitely Boris. And the Asian girl in Boris's band, who's married to the lead singer.
Yeah, who you've liked.
You liked. You liked her for me.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, "Gary, that's your girl."
It was like a girl. It was like an attainable girl for you.
Thanks a lot.
No, she wasn't Asian. Her boyfriend.
Oh, yeah, you're right. That just blends into me. One Asian, you're all Asian. But yeah, I just wish she played an instrument. But it was cool to see her, I guess. But yeah. Joan Jett was cooler when I was a little kid. Queen of rock. I don't know about that, but she was better.
Alright, my overrated is pickles. Fuck pickles.
Wow! But like, how do you not like a pickle? You don't like any pickle?
Hate pickles.
Have you tried a pickle?
Hate pickles.
When's the last time you had one?
Alright, but my real overrated is the... Like the turnover chain and the Florida State has like the turnover backpack. Like all those shits are so dumb.
Do you see how expensive the turnover chain is? It's like $98,000.
They got like turnover belts.
Yeah.
But there is one that I do like. Comes out of probably the best university on the West Coast. Oregon State Beavers.
Beaver Nail!
The turnover chainsaw. So
what's the turnover mean?
Like, when they get an interception, they, like, or run over to the sideline and, like, put a necklace on or put a book bag on put a belt on. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's all overrated.
It started with the University of Miami, of course, doing stupid shit.
But I saw that, or
Beaver, the chainsaw. They probably don't bring that chainsaw too much either.
No, they're not very good.
No, but you catch them on a night game in Corvallis, you'll be revving that chainsaw at least three times.
Do not bet against that.
No, that's just a
gotta be at night though.
Oh yeah, night in the Death Valley. Yeah. Dudes don't know about that.
No, they don't.
I wonder what Kip's underrated is today. Take a guess.
Quick preview of this earlier, but we'll get into it a little more. So, there's no food at my house right now currently because me and my dad have both not been home for a week. So, I'm just starving after I wake up from my nap and all there is sherbet. I'm like, I don't even like sherbet. But, of course, naturally, I need to get myself a bowl. It's all we have.
Is sherbet like that ice cream shit?
Yeah, but it's, like, not ice cream. It's, like, ice cream minus the milk. I was just making sure I was
picturing the right thing.
And he had the three flavors, which was pink, green, and orange. It was the best thing I've tasted.
What was the best flavor? Or just mixing them?
I'm an orange sherbet gal, but the green one gave me a surprise. But...
Couldn't imagine the last time
I
had it.
Have you guys been to Snowman's and gotten the sherbet twist? It's half vanilla, half sherbet.
No, that doesn't sound horrible. I don't like ice cream, though. So.
Yeah, I'm not a big ice cream guy.
But I do like one of the gals that works at Snowman's, though. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Promise you that.
All right, let's not name any names.
Did I? She knows who she is.
Yeah.
I can't... Italian ice is what I was thinking of at first.
Yeah, sherbet is like softer than Italian ice.
I think I like Italian ice better.
Don't worry, guys. I'll bring sherbet for the pod.
I think I like Italian ice better
than sherbet.
I think I do.
Haven't had sherbet since I was 4. Italian ice is hard to eat. I don't know. I'm gonna have to get both of them.
I'll bring some sherbet next week.
I'll bring the Italian ice.
Yeah, we'll do Luigi's.
Yeah. All right. So, moderated. After just pissing off Mike on the right with my overrated. Her driving skills, I was nervous about. She took a really bad downturn about three weeks ago. I was like, damn, she could drive wherever. Like, she's fine. And I was like...
Driving stick.
Yeah. She could drive, I guess. But, like, so I've been teaching her for this trip. And... I was, like, so fine with it. I was like, this is going to work perfect. And then I don't know what happened to her one day. And
I had, like, a mental block.
She just fell apart.
Dude, and this was, like, 3 weeks, a month ago. Fell apart. Like, cried, had to get out of the car, switch.
In the road. Like, she fell apart. And it was all mental. But on this trip, there's a couple of hiccups. But everything else?
But there was no bad hiccups where, like, the car, like...
No.
Like,
that's what I'm saying.
I fixed all the hiccups.
That's what I'm saying. I couldn't believe it.
The toll booth got a little hairy.
Thrilled with how... Because I didn't think I was going to have a clutch. I thought my shit was going to be fucked in Chicago.
Time I drove, he was so
not a
nervous.
Cheap part either.
He literally...
No, it's like the most expensive
he
part.
He literally drove... all the way up the ramp onto the highway, switched like right before you get off the highway, so I only had a shift one time and then was good.
Yeah, so she didn't have to go to lights and it was like fucking 4 a.m. in Ohio.
But then
so I was just like,
I proved myself when I took that 180 degree turn.
It's because we didn't have the, there was no, for like 600 miles, there's no stops, like rest stops in there. So I just like, pulled off to a thing, and there's like hills and shit, and she wasn't doing well, so I had to get her out there. But yeah, I couldn't believe it. And then also, my underrated is at Riot Fest, they have a carnival, of course, because it's a bunch of freak shows, and it was called the Hells a Poppin' Sideshow
Review.
And that was that picture of Shorty, dude with no body.
Yeah.
And, like, there was just some wild shit happening. Like, there was a midget and a...
The guy had no legs and was just walking around on glass with his hands.
Yeah, on fire. then the other guy swallowed a sword. The lizard man, like, remember him from, like, Ripley's Believe It or Not?
Yeah.
He's involved in it. And, like, dudes were just spitting fire and getting out of straitjackets and doing all types of cool shit. So that was fun. And they played Tourniquet by Manson mid-show, so that was pretty sweet as well. Also, I didn't wear a shirt for the first 2 days of Riot Fest.
That's cool.
Yeah. And I didn't wear one the last time I went either.
So. Just burnt to a crisp.
You didn't get burnt to a crisp.
No, I got a little sun. All right. I'll show them my tits after the show.
All right, my underrated... I meant to do this last week, but I got caught up in a couple things. We had some technical difficulties. You know, that was last week. Yeah. Yeah, that was 2 weeks ago. I don't know. Whatever.
Who the hell knows?
We have technical difficulties every week.
My underrated is this guy, Tim Salem, Pitt's tight end coach, yeah. Football, Pitt University. This guy is absolute just football guy. So Penn State beat Pitt on Saturday night. So this boy got to the office real early Sunday morning. And at the time of this interview that I'm going to talk about, it was like Tuesday, and he didn't leave yet. The tight end coach. Like, it's not like the head coach or anything.
Yeah.
Did not leave the facility for at least 2 days.
Jesus Christ.
And it was...
For Pitt, too, like...
But, so, the reason why he didn't want to leave, this is a quote. I'll read the question and the quote. You've been here since Sunday morning. If you had one Saturday night, would you have still done that? Tim Salem replies, I'd still be here. When I go home late night, it's, honey, can you change the light bulb? Can you move this out of the garage? No, I don't want to change light bulbs. I'm not moving nothing in the garage, so I don't want to go home. I don't have to do that stuff. The honey-do list is gone because I'm not there. This is my sanctuary, right here. You got to try it. It'll work.
Damn. So
basically just doesn't want to go home to his wife.
He sounds like a great husband. How great his wife had, like, definitely heard that.
Yeah. So he's just at the football facility for 2 straight days, just slept there. And
imagine how many light bulbs this guy's changed in his life.
To hate it that much.
Yeah. God, he hates his wife. Good for him. He'd probably fit in down at the Marconi Club like everybody else there.
Yep, definitely would fit in down there.
Yeah, people would like him. That's great.
All right, so I think that brings us into our... last week picks. I believe Mike on the right is currently in the lead.
That's false. You didn't pick week one.
Yeah.
Well, fuck both.
And you're still
and you're tied anyway.
The money, I'm sure, got ruined with the Bama overs.
Yeah.
And then the other bad beat comes from Mike on the right squad, the Dolphins and the Jets. So Dolphins were dominating. The whole first half, they got up to 20-0, and the extra point was coming with like 2 minutes left, 2.5 minutes left.
Yeah,
dude misses it.
So there's a lot of missed extra points this week and field goals.
Actually, I'm sorry, they scored before that. They scored with 4:56 left, and then they scored with about a minute left, and then the Jets got the ball back with 42 seconds left. And on their own 25.
Yeah.
So the Jets drive the ball down the field, get it to the 10-yard line, or get to the 14-yard line with 10 seconds left. Then you kick a field goal, and it goes over the first half total. Yeah. 41. They did poor clock management, don't get a field goal, nothing happens, 20-0 Dolphins, loser for the over in the first half.
That would have changed that whole game, too, because they only lost by like 8 points there. Yeah. Fins sneaking by.
Fins.
Fins. Oh,
there you
baby.
Go. Fuck that Fins.
So ass.
Can you believe they're in first place by themselves in the AFC East right now? The latest into a season since, like, Vietnam?
Yeah, well.
Since their undefeated season in 72?
Yeah.
That's going to make a repeat in 2018.
They're going undefeated this year?
Yeah.
And the Super Bowl champs?
I don't know if they'll win the bowl.
18-1, like the Pats.
Or 16-0, and then get the bye and lose first game of the playoffs. Where we'll be in attendance doing our first ever live broadcast from the stadium.
From Miami?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Miami loves us.
They do, actually. Our stats in Miami are through the
roof. Outrageous.
Imagine we went to the game and we're just famous there.
I mean, we were... How many people came up to you in Chicago?
All of them.
110? Yeah, 140 that's like, a second?
When I was in Boston, I had, like, my hat down, like... Glasses on.
Yeah,
blended.
Yeah, it's tough.
Some dude saw it still here.
Yeah, of course. Like, come on, dude. I'm here with the fam.
Yeah. I was trying to watch a ball game.
Yeah.
All right, so I think that brings us up to our...
Oh, we got to talk about the greatest thing that's ever happened in the history of any sport. Mr. Vontae Davis.
Yeah, I can't believe we almost forgot about this.
Retiring mid...
So, Vontae Davis, good player, only 30 years old. I think he's like a two-time Pro Bowler. Good, solid NFL corner.
He was all right. He's falling off a cliff.
Yeah, but I mean, he's still a two-time Pro Bowler. He's a good, he's a solid player.
Yeah.
But he felt that he could not do it anymore.
At halftime.
And he felt this way at halftime of a goddamn football game.
Bro, he drove home at halftime.
Yeah, like, didn't even, like, wait for his boys. Just
went home. That's so dope.
It's so awesome.
I
wish more people did
his
that.
His brother's a weirdo, too. His brother does weird shit, too. Fucking Vernon. They were always doing odd shit together.
Like, he's only, like, 30, which, I mean, I know it's old, but he still might have a couple more years left.
Especially on the Jills.
But I wish people did that who were, like, older. Like,
just, like mid-play, they just like, came off the field.
Sebastian Janikowski, kicks a field goal, and he's like, fuck it, I'm out. Or like someone like an older guy. Oh. Like that's how people like retired instead of like doing press conferences.
Yeah.
They just leave like mid game.
There's like barely anybody that retires mid season.
Yeah.
Like
rarely.
Like that's weird. Like they might if they get hurt, they might be like, that was it. But like I can't even think of anybody that like mid season and this dude mid game. And then they interviewed Lorenzo Brown or whatever the linebacker over there is, and they're like, "What happened?" He's like, "I heard he's just retired."
That's so cool.
But like the Bills are so bad that like he would just rather
drive you to retirement.
He would just rather quit mid like two quarters into a season because he didn't even play week one. He was just like, I don't got it anymore. Like, this team's so butt, I can't deal with it. Good for you, Jills fans.
Yeah, they suck.
All right, so that brings us into our picks for this upcoming week 3 of the NFL season.
Are we running through a bunch of games?
Yeah, we'll go through all of them and then we'll do our picks. Yeah.
Vegas specialist over here, Tom, will give us the stats.
Yeah, Thursday night, probably the game of the century if you look at it this way. New York Jets at Cleveland Browns. Browns -3 right now.
I'm going to go with Browns.
Trending towards 3.5. A lot of love for Cleveland, so we'll see how that ends up. But yeah,
-3 for the Browns?
It's 3 right now.
Looks like
it'll probably stick at 3, I would imagine, Thursday night.
Looks like
night
Mike's on there quick with a... Browns. So you think, after 2 years of losing football, they're going to get their first win and have those refrigerators open up
against
for a couple of beers.
The Jets. Right?
Against the Jets.
It's not going to go for PJ, but...
We got to get out to Cleveland and get a free Bud Light.
Spend more on gas to get there than the Bud Light would cost.
Nah.
Not so fast.
I'm all,
these J-E-T-S, Jets, gonna get it done on the road.
Wow! +3 for Tommy. You know what?
Darnold's gonna go into the dog pound and fucking dominate.
Sammy D proved himself on the road in Detroit. He's gonna do it again. Week 2. Nah. These Browns got it. These Browns are fiending for a win.
Yeah, that's a good line.
They're playing hard. Because that's basically
it's gonna be a I think it's going to be a tight, low-scoring game.
I think Myles Garrett's, like, turning into a problem. And
yeah, he is very good.
Yeah.
He's very good.
So, that whole defense is pretty good. And
why the total's only 39.5.
Yeah. And maybe they'll take Tyrod out of act. Tyrod's played, like, complete dildo for 2 weeks. So even if
it's because he lost Zay Jones.
Well, you lose Zay Jones, you lose everything.
You really don't have a number one receiver.
I mean, that just proves how good Zay is.
Yeah, I know.
But yeah, Uncle Dare's going with the Browns. That's gonna be a big victory for them.
I don't even know who to pick in that game.
It's going to be the points. It's going to be a party in Cleveland with those fridges. I wish I could be there. No one's going to work Friday.
All right. Sunday, first game on the docket. Indianapolis Colts at Philly. Philly minus six with Carson Wentz back, the savior of the franchise.
I mean, it's tough to go away from Carson Wentz in that situation, but does he got it still?
Who are the Eagles playing?
Indianapolis Colts.
Seems like I missed that one when I was picking my teams.
You got it.
Anyway, I think Philly's D is going to be a problem in this one for Luck on the road. Six is a tough number, though.
I'm going to go with the Colts.
Is it six or six and a half?
Six.
Six? And that's in?
From me betting personally, I'd stay away from it, but if I had to make a pick, I'd probably go Eagles if I had a gun to my head.
Is that in Philly? Or
yeah.
I'm on the Eagles bandwagon.
Yeah, that's a tough game.
Especially after they got smoked last week.
Because you don't know where you're getting out of Wentz yet.
Yeah.
So that's kind of, could be a toss-up.
Nothing wrong with the torn tee, though.
No. A lot of boys have.
Did you go with them, Mike?
The Colts.
Not like taking the points.
It's usually not a bad idea.
Yeah.
All right, next game. Cincinnati Bengals at Carolina Panthers. Panthers minus three.
Mike on the right's going to pick the Panthers.
I like the Bengals in this situation. I thought they were going to be so terrible this year. And they've been balling out on offense. So
yeah, this game kind of reminds me of that Thursday night game, too. Just tight game, low scoring. But I'm going to go with Carolina on this one. Yeah. I think Carolina's front seven is going to be a problem for the Bengals. And McCaffrey's been playing really well this year.
Yeah.
So maybe.
I definitely would stay away from that one, though. That's not one on my docket.
Tennessee at Jacksonville Jags. No line yet because they don't know if Mariota's playing.
I don't care what the line is.
What would you put it at? Maybe a six or seven?
Yeah,
probably.
I was going to say five and a half, so yeah.
It's a divisional game.
If Mariota's playing.
I'd probably put it at six, but who knows?
Who do you pick?
I don't know the line.
Straight up.
Straight up,
pick them. You're so soft. Roll with your squad.
Jags are at home.
Have some.
I can't grow my squad if Blaine Gabbert is playing quarterback.
Blaine Gabbert got a win. Mariota can't even beat the pussy Dolphins.
Can't do it. He played one quarter, and they were winning.
Yeah, and it was like 6 hours later.
But I'm still down on Mariota though.
Yeah,
He's got to show me something.
I can't believe they won last week.
I can. Fucking play the Texans. Texans suck.
The Titans suck.
The Texans suck way more.
Blaine Gabbert?
The Texans were fucking 3-13 last year or something.
Yeah, well,
it was last year.
Yeah.
Only 2 this year. They suck.
fuck the Titans.
All right.
Next one. This is a big game for the Saints. Saints at Falcons. Falcons minus 3.
What's going on with these Saints?
This is a big game for the Saints. Like a must win. You can't go 0-3 to start the season.
Oh, no,
or no,
they
1-1.
They beat the.
But they didn't look very good.
No, they've looked horrible. Both games. I mean, they're playing in Atlanta.
And they
so.
Were two games at home, too. Now they got to go on the road to Atlanta.
They started out last year 0-2 when they fucking balled out. But that was, I think, the emergence of Kamara and figuring out that they had
Kamara really
those
hasn't
weapons.
Played that well.
He did well week one. He put up some numbers. Yeah. But
not rushing, though.
No. Well, they also have Mark Ingram's on his steroid suspension, or was he cocaine or steroids?
I think he did roids.
Yeah, it looks like he does.
He probably didn't.
Yeah. He probably said he did. What's that ADHD shit? Ritalin. I mean, right now I'd have to go with Atlanta in that game just because of how porous.
New Orleans
has looked.
Yeah, I'll take Atlanta at home in that one.
And they're pretty. Smooth at home, those Atlanta Falcons.
But
I mean,
that's another divisional game. It's two. I mean, New Orleans is still should be good still.
Oh yeah,
but they just
haven't. They're my Super Bowl pick.
Yeah. They just haven't
still
broken
win
out
it,
yet.
Though.
So what are you gonna do?
Who you got in that one?
I got the Falcons myself.
There you go.
Across the board. All right. Next one, Denver Football Broncos traveling to the East Coast.
Uncle Dan might be at this game. He hasn't decided if he could drive that
Baltimore
far yet.
Baltimore Ravens, minus -5. You can go to B-more?
I'm thinking about it, brother. Brother. I just don't know if I could drive there. Dolo, too.
Yeah.
These Ravens Denver Football Broncos aren't looking great. They're a road football team, though. Defense travels.
Give them a road team.
Have another road game. Defense travels.
What did they go on the road last year? 1-7, probably?
0-12. And Case Race Keenum's a road quarterback. You gotta take these Broncos in this situation. They're going to lose.
Case scares me.
They're losing by a field goal at most.
Yeah.
But they're probably winning by 12. I think they're going to win by 12.
I think Ravens win the ball game. Denver covers the spread.
I got these fronts. Can't not pick these fronts.
Field goal ball game. I think Baltimore at home gets the edge.
And Denver,
but not by 5.
Denver is the best field goal kicker in the league. Brandon the Leg McManus.
Literally, the other team has the best field goal kicker in the league. Justin Tucker.
Drake actually roomed with Justin Tucker.
Oh, yeah.
In college.
Believe me, I know. All right, next game. My pick of the week is in this game.
Here we go.
Actually, I have not yet. One of the ones I like. I haven't decided which one is my favorite one yet. New York Giants, +6 at Houston. I love the G-Man getting 6. Love it.
Getting 6 mean they win by 6?
They're getting 6 points.
They could lose by 6 and still win.
Kip's still trying to wrap her head around this whole point spread.
Getting and giving.
Deal.
I mean, Houston hasn't inspired much confidence.
No, 6.
The Giants have not either.
6 is way too much
but
for a ball. Way too much.
That's a game I would never even think about betting. But I don't know how you could give a Houston team 6
points. I love
there.
The 6. Love it.
I think people are living in the past.
You could put almost anyone on that top line, and I'd probably take the 6. Like, maybe not the Bills, but other than that.
No.
Any other team in the league getting 6, I'd probably take them getting 6.
Yeah. At
this point.
I think I'm rolling with you on that. I think I'm going New York Football Giants, even though they're
second for the second consecutive week, their picks the New York Giants.
I know, like, what the that's how people just talk me into it somehow. But, like, not I don't know. The Houston Texans just
don't. You think
they're
winning or you think they're losing by 6?
I think they're going to cover so they could lose by 5 or win. Like, anything up.
All right. Well, I think that Houston's going to win.
There you go.
And cover.
Ooh. There you go. I mean, I could see it happen. That's why I would never. That's like a throwaway game. I wouldn't even think about even looking at it.
All right. Now we're going to toss this one over to Mike for the next one. Oakland Raiders. +3 at Miami Dolphins.
This is actually my pick of the week.
Woo-hoo!
And I'm going to have to go with the Dolphins again.
Homer pick here.
-3, Dolphins. You heard it here first.
I think this is the last week I can pick them, though.
Goes with the old Homer pick.
This is
Miami
a,
Dolphins.
I mean, West Coast coming to 1 o'clock.
Yep.
It's, I'm rolling Dolphins myself. Fuck the rest. Fuck the Raiders.
Raiders with a heartbreak loss last week.
Yeah, because they don't even know how to play. They don't know how to win. They got a pussy for a head
coach.
Looks
like it's about to go to 3.5 like any second, too.
The Raiders, they lose this game, the season's over. So they might come out fighting. But they're the Raiders, so they're not. There's no fight left in them. Derek Carr went 29-32 and they put up 19 points.
Yeah, that's
like, that's
not,
how
not,
you know you're soft.
Not good.
He's like, you put up 19 points and you were 91% completion percentage on 32 attempts. And you had like 240 yards pass. Like,
yeah.
All you do is throw 2-yard dump offs. You're Eli Manning. But.
Now I have a question. Do you get more money the bigger the number?
No. Well, you can if you bet the money line. You bet the Buffalo Bills this week to win straight up.
It's going to be a confusing process for her to.
We'll
explain to you after the show.
I'll Google it.
All right. Just to be on the contrarian, I think the Raiders.
No.
Raiders. Yeah, I think.
Especially if it goes to 3.5, too, I like it.
Tom doesn't like pickles. Now he's picking against the Dolphins.
I just.
The pickle thing's egregious. This. This Raider Fuck thing, I get over it.
All right, next ball game, Green Bay Packers, -3 at Washington.
I like those -3 on the road. That's tough, but, I mean, they
Aaron's going to battle through it, he said, right?
Yeah, I mean, so, they seem like they played all right.
Skins looked good week one, didn't look so hot last week.
Yeah, and, like, I don't know,
probably a stay-away game for me, but if I had to choose, I'd probably pick the Skins at home.
Yeah. Skins are ass. But Alex Smith is the king of the cover.
He is.
So,
second to Captain Kirk.
Yeah.
Even though they fucking missed two field goals last week. They should have fucking covered.
Thanks, Zane.
Kirk did all he could do. He had like 400-something yards and fucking four touchdowns.
We were at a Green Bay Packer bar in Chirac for that game. And I couldn't see the TV. But everyone's in Packers jersey. Everyone's cheering, blah, blah, blah. And I, of course, had money on the Vikes. And there was two girls in Vikings jerseys. And, like, every time something happened, I was watching the game through these two girls. Like, it was like, they were so jewish. Like, yeah, let's run! I was like, damn, here we go. Something good just happened. Like, but, yeah, that was, I mean, two ties. Ties.
So good.
What a joke. But, yeah, I'd go Packers in that situation.
I have the Packers myself.
Drop.
All right, next ball game. Buffalo Bills on the road. Giving 17 to Minnesota. Minnesota, the home underdog here, getting 17 points.
Wait. So they can
home
lose.
Underdog.
They can.
I'm fucking with you. Obviously, Madden? Minnesota is not getting 17 at home from the Bills.
Madden?
They're actually giving 17. One of the biggest point spreads you'll ever see.
I was just going to say, I can't remember. I remember the 1 year the fucking Patriots were putting up like 50 a game.
Yeah, they were giving
against
like
the Jags. I think they were, yeah. And then the Francs, the year they set all the records, believe they were like 14.5 to the Jets.
So you're telling me that the Bills only have to lose by 16?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm picking the Bills.
It's a smart pick right there.
Bills.
That's very, I mean, that's what you should do, but.
That's a smart pick, getting the 17.
Yeah.
But again,
I don't care what the spread is.
I could never bet this game, but you give me 17 points in an NFL football game, I have to take it.
I got to roll Vikings in this situation. There's no way
the Bills.
Captain Kirk doesn't put up 35, and there's no way that the Bills score
like
more than 6.
What I'm banking on is that the Vikings have, like, an off day somehow.
Yeah.
Like, Kirk Cousins' dog died the night before.
Yeah.
Something weird has to happen.
Yeah.
Like, imagine if the dog dies the night before.
Well, I hope not.
Imagine that'd be on you.
Yeah.
You'd have to sleep with that.
I love pups and Kirk.
Yeah, that ass. Those are your two favorite things. Yeah, that's a tough game to bet, though.
All right. Next ball game. A lot of 1 o'clockers. San Fran at KC. KC -6.5. Looks like it's going to head to 7. So
Casey's balling out of their
Casey's
skull right now.
Looking fantastic.
Best offense in football, one might say. But that's a lot of points.
Yeah, touchdown to a decent San Fran team. They're not there quite yet.
Kansas City's a different ball game at home, though. That's the best home field advantage in all of football. I mean.
What was the spread?
Six and a half
to probably 7 at some places.
6.5 right here, though. Win by a teed.
I'm going to say the 49ers have it in the bag.
I'm going to roll with Mike, take the points.
Yeah.
I'll take it. I mean, if it's...
I think...
Chiefs are good.
I think these
Chiefs
Niners
good,
can keep it close.
Yeah, so
I'm
going
to roll with the Niners, too.
They're going to have to score with them, though.
They got to... The Chiefs don't have a great defense.
No, that's what I'm saying. The Niners are going to have to score really good. Jimmy G's going to have to
play some points. See, a high scoring ball game.
The total's 56.5, so they're banking on it.
Damn, 56.5. That's a lot of points.
That's high for
that's a lot of points.
Game.
I'll take the over, though, I think, too.
All right, next ball game. Getting into the 4 o'clocks here.
Here we go. These are the good ball games.
L.A. Chargers at... L.A. Rams.
The Battle of Los Angeles.
Rams -7.
This is my upset, right?
Upset special out of Kip.
I got the Chargers. Woo!
What's that, +7?
+7. I like that pick.
These Rams, the last six quarters, haven't given up a point.
I had to say my upset up front this week so no one could accuse me of copying them.
These Rams, this defense is locked and loaded right now. Chargers, I mean, they got waxed by the Chiefs, and then they got to play the Bills. Yep. So they haven't really shown anything yet. So I'm going to go with the Rams on this one. And I think these Rams are going to be a problem because of Wade Phillips.
I'll take the Chargers with the points, but
yeah.
Rams probably win this ballgame.
Yeah. I think the Chargers suck. They're the most overrated team in football every single year.
Oh, did you see him beat the Buffalo Bills last week?
My mom could play quarterback and beat the Bills.
All right, next game here. Chicago Bears, -6, heading out to the desert to play the Arizona Cardinals.
God, these Cardinals look bad.
Yeah,
they've scored 6 points all year. Two ball games.
Rosen in the ball game.
Isn't it crazy that they haven't?
Unreal.
What are they waiting for?
I have no idea. Yeah, over-under this game is 38, so Vegas not expecting many points out of these two.
I can't imagine Chicago losing that game but six.
I think that they'll do it.
And Chicago
spread.
They did it yesterday too. They get off to a good start
and
then
fade away.
They don't play that well in the second half.
Do you know why?
Because Mitch Trubisky has all his plays scripted and they don't have anything scripted for the second half.
Khalil Mack just rounding himself into game shape. He's been lights out in the first half, hasn't been able to do it in the second. He's coming back. There's no way they're going to score 10 points, these Arizona Cardinals. Unless they put Chosen Rosen in the ballgame.
I don't know why they don't just let him play. Like, what are you waiting for? Like, Sammy B's taking you to the promised land? Like,
Sammy B is up.
I can understand if they're tanking to get a franchise quarterback.
Yeah.
They just drafted
him. Yeah. If Bradford wasn't like...
I mean, Bradford would probably get hurt this week anyway.
If he was throwing like 250 to 350 yards a game, like having himself... He fucking had 90 yards passing on fucking like 20...
He had 11 yards at the half.
Yeah, he had 90 for a full ball game.
Fucking terrible.
They had one snap over midfield last week, and it was the last play of the game.
It's unreal.
So, yeah, I'm rolling Chicago. I'm never gonna even think about it. I can't even. You can't say you're
definitely a no bet.
Yeah,
for me at least.
You can't even put your name next to Arizona at this point. I couldn't imagine.
I'll take Arizona +6. Yeah. Sam Bradford tears his teeth for the 19th time on play
one. Yeah.
Rosen gets in.
I'll take the odds that he tears his teeth before I bet this game. I'd rather bet on if he tears his teeth than if this game happens.
All right, next game. Dallas Cowboys +1 visiting the Seattle Seahawks and the 12th man.
The Seahawks already fell apart.
I think the Seahawks have it. Just because I like their colors.
I think the Seahawks, too. This is...
They need it.
I love this game.
They need it.
I love Seattle in this spot.
I hate the Cowboys.
Love them.
I think that's...
Love them.
That was... Close. I have two locks of the week, and this is one of them. with the Seattle Supersonics.
That's a good line.
They can't lose this ball game.
At home? I'm in love.
If that's any other team, not the Cowboys, that line is 2 or 3 points higher, too. It's just because the Cowgirls get so much fucking love somehow. Always.
Yeah, that's going to be on my list.
Cowboys suck my wiener.
For sure.
Yeah.
Sunday night, New England Patriots visiting the Detroit Lions.
God.
Pats -6.5, trending towards -7.
Where you got, Tom?
Opened at 7, down to 6.5, so some early money probably went in on Detroit, getting the 7. It's going to go back up. It's going to be 7 by the time it kicks off. Pats fucking lost last week. I hate betting against Tom off a loss.
Yeah. That's your prime time.
On the road again. Detroit's defense sucks.
It's all points.
I'm going Pats.
I hate playing touchdowns on the road.
It's only 6.5 right now, though.
Especially in primetime games.
Yeah, we all saw what the Lions did in their primetime game. They got smacked around by...
This is against, like, every principle that I do.
Yeah.
But just because it's the New England Patriots, I have to go with the Pats.
I think...
But literally, every other
principle
is saying take Detroit at home.
I would love to go against you just so I have a different one. But I think we're all in agreement there. -6.5 to the Pats. Yeah, Pats are tough to bet against.
Especially off a loss.
Yeah.
Tom, when Tom gets mad, it's usually not good for the rest of the NFL.
So, what's your lock of the week before we get into Monday night?
Yeah. Well, Monday night would be the lock of the week.
Don't do Monday then.
Monday night. Pittsburgh Steelers traveling down to the Pirate ship against the Tampa Bay Bucks. Steelers -1.5.
God damn. Who would have predicted that line 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, right? Yeah, what'd you have Bucks going?
2-14 with the number one. They already 2-0.
I think I had them 3-13. So, definitely didn't have them win in their first two games.
No! How great was Fitzpatrick's outfit, too? Yeah. Looked exactly like fucking Conor McGregor.
Yeah, someone said he looks like Conor McGregor's drunk older brother or something. So, Tampa Bay. Steelers are ass on the road.
Yeah, but, like, when do you have to start believing in these Bucks?
When's that slipper going to fall off, as they say?
Pitt, still no Le'Veon. They just got smoked at home.
Yeah, and got smoked on the road, basically, week one.
Yeah. Give me, who are you taking?
I think I'm going to roll with Fitzmagic until the pumpkin bursts, but I'm not too stoked about it.
My first instinct said go Bucks, but I'll go Steelers.
I'm going Steelers myself.
No, Steelers are 1.5?
Yeah.
All right, you two pussies are taking the points. The only one with a couple balls on them.
I wanted the Bucks, but I just...
I can't even believe I just wrote down Bucks.
Steelers get off the schneid.
Yeah, I mean, they should win that ball game. But, who the fuck knows? Alright.
So we got three picks, so we're going to do two more.
Mike on the right already has let us know her lock of the week, these Dolphins, -3, and her upset is the +7 Chargers.
Lock of the week, Hawks, -1. And he's upset of the week, G-Man, getting the 6. Probably going to be my two most heavily bet games.
Hawks, I like the Hawks. G-Man. That G-Man, never in a million years.
Even though you did it twice in a row.
Well, I didn't bet it.
Well, yeah, you picked it.
Let's see, what's my lock of the week? My lock of the week are these Philadelphia Eagles. Carson Wentz going to go for 325 yards and 4 touchdowns. What was that, 6?
Yep.
Okay. And then my upset of the week are the Cincinnati Bengals.
The Cincinnati Bearcats?
The Cincinnati Bearcats at plus...
Tree.
So, yeah, that's what we got for you boys this week.
Yeah, try to keep it going.
Everyone's hot.
We all got winning records. Try to
see if that could stay all year.
Keep it moving, yeah.
I got a quick thing on Russell Westbrook. Had that BLT surgery, and by BLT, I don't think it was BLT, but
it was not BLT.
He knee surgery again, right knee. He's already had, that's his 4th. So.
Somehow he can still jump like 90 feet.
He said he's out 4 weeks. It's probably that meniscus, because the meniscus is what it was before. So we'll see how much longer that man can do what he can do.
Mm-hmm.
But that sucks. He's missing the whole preseason and said he might miss part of the regular season. So we'll see. Because basketball season is coming up and these New York goddamn Knicks are going to win the chip. Not this year, but next year.
Neither is happening.
All right. So now it's time for everybody's favorite segment, Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Woo-hoo.
So, slow week in pop culture. The Emmys were yesterday, but I have some hard hitting news.
Do you like the Emmys or any of that nonsense?
I like award shows, but the Emmys is probably my least favorite. Mm. But the hard hitting news does not come out of the Emmys. It comes out of everyone's favorite place, Sesame Street. So the so one of the show writers came out and confirmed that the iconic characters Bert and Ernie are a gay couple. But then
I was like, he can just make that up though.
Yeah,
but then a spokesperson it? Yeah, he wrote he made
did he Bert make it back then or he is he doing it now?
He created Bert and Ernie based on him and his longtime partner, Andrew something.
See, Bert or Ernie.
But then...
I don't even know who Bert or Ernie is.
Then, a spokesperson for Sesame Workshop said, no, that's not true. They're just best friends, and they were created to teach preschoolers that people can be good friends with those who are different than themselves.
Why, because they're different colors?
So there's a big uproar in Sesame Street over whether or not Bert and Ernie are gay, and it's really making me happy this week. I'm going with that. They are gay.
Are Bert and Ernie, what are they?
One dude's like the yellow, like, tall guy.
No, that's Big Bird.
No, not Big Bird. And then the other guy's like orange, I think. Like,
yeah. Bert and Ernie, they're like the most famous ones on the show.
Big Bird and Cookie Monster. Yeah.
Look at those guys.
Oh, I remember this fella. Who's it? Which one's this one?
Bert, I think. Yeah. I think Ernie's the orange guy.
Yeah, I like Bert.
But I could be wrong.
I have that same
I like the
shirt,
yellow guy.
The Ernie ass. Alright, but that's...
That's it? That's all we got?
That's all you got.
It was a slow week. Alright, I think that's gonna bring us into.
You can do a juice you were for that.
It's been laughing all day about that. No one else thought it was funny, clearly. But that'll bring us into. Would you rather?
No. Oh. Shitting on Stump. Favorite segment.
Steelers suck, Stump.
Stump, are these Steelers ever gonna win a ball game?
No!
Ever?
No.
Gonna win a ball game.
I think Stump's son could be a better fucking anything for any position.
Yeah, probably. I don't see a better player on the field.
Yeah.
They got a tie and a loss, so might as well give
two losses.
Might as well give Carter a fucking rip.
Dead ass. Get him out there, running back.
We called the Steelers' demise as a franchise before the season started, didn't we?
Wasn't even like a sweat on my brow to call it.
We didn't even talk about it. Like, it was just off the cuff.
It was just you knew that it was happening.
We just knew that these Steelers are trash.
Yeah.
I threw Stump a bone this week and picked him on Monday night, but
that was a mistake.
Yeah, I might have to.
Are you rethinking that pick already?
Yeah, heavily.
Yeah.
Cause especially because my first instinct said go Bucks, but.
Yeah, joebucksfan.com. Speaking of Bucks fans, your boy Goose is showing up tomorrow, 2:30.
Yeah, that's good.
Flying in for two pot presentations.
Are they both tomorrow? Or are they?
Nah, one's Thursday, one's Friday.
Is he staying all weekend?
I think till Saturday.
Wednesday, Thursday. He told me. I forget. Never mind.
I think it's Saturday.
All right.
Now that brings us to Would You Rather. Which brings us to the Would You Rather ad read, which is Would You Rather is brought to you by Sundowner Holly Ranch. Shove it in your fucking face. We got a special promo code tonight because all you listeners have been buying this stuff up. 50% off.
Whoa! How good is this code?
This week only. This week only. 50% off. You gotta use it. Promo code dick through a chicken wing. That is promo code dick through a chicken
can
wing.
Can we spell that out, please?
That is very mythic. That's like a mythical creature.
It's a one time only.
It's a unicorn.
One time only code. It's only used once. This week only. Expires next Tuesday.
Midnight Eastern. God, I gotta get some Howling Ranch in my life.
Got a great promo.
Yeah, well, yeah. Now's the time.
Alright, so the Would You Rather. Would you rather be able to make any imaginary thing become a reality by drawing it, or make any real thing disappear by erasing it?
Both looking at
Mike,
you.
Mike on the right, what do you got?
I would pick... make anything a reality by drawing it, even though I'm a terrible drawer, but...
Do you get, like, what you draw? You can't get close to it?
Invent new things than get rid of old things. Like, I don't care if I don't like it, I'll just not pay attention to it. but if I want it,
yeah,
you like I can make anything.
You can have, like, if you're hungry, like, fucking just, like, throw a burglar down.
Yeah, just draw, like, sang bones.
Like, throw on some wings.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
You gotta get good at drawing, though.
I could draw a boat and have a boat.
I wouldn't get on your drawn boat. You know how big you have to draw that shit?
Yeah, I have rolls of paper at work. Cover whole bulletin board.
Maybe I'll go to your work. Draw some pictures.
Yeah.
A couple boats.
You know how much stuff I draw for Mike, though? I just have like, not Mike on the right, my cat Mike.
You could draw friends.
Mike or little Mike?
Mike. Little Mike's a prick.
You could throw him something.
Yeah, I mean, I'll get him a string he could play with.
Remember that show?
You could draw anything, you could draw him a string.
You guys watch that cartoon that you, oh my god, when we're little, and he like could draw himself a whole world?
Oh shit. What was that? I kind of do remember that.
While you guys make your picks over there.
What you got there?
You know, I think it'd be fun as hell to erase things. Like, fun as hell.
Yeah.
Like, you could just erase, like, some shit.
Yeah, curious. Anything.
Yeah. And I think I'd get in some trouble doing that. I think I'd rather create than destroy. Even though, in my head, I'd rather destroy.
Yeah.
Like, it'd be way more fun. Because, like, dudes would always be coming up to you like, yo, dude, can you draw me a 50, bro?
Yeah. Yo, dude. Yeah.
Yo,
you'd have a lot of friends.
You'd have a lot of boys. And I have zero currently, so that'd be a real shock.
Well, it's not like you care. Just take your time drawing.
Yeah, but everybody'd be like, yo, let's go out to the bear with Dare tonight.
Chalk zone.
So you get sick of it. That's not what I was thinking at all.
You never saw Chalk Zone?
It
was on way too late that I should have been watching cartoons. 2002, I was 10.
I'm thinking I'll draw things and make them a reality. It'd be like Lars and the Real Girl type situation, though. Like, you just have, like, a doll that you marry.
Yeah, I'm going the other way. I'm going erase shit.
Yeah.
Initially, when I first read this, I was gonna be a drawer, but erasing shit, like,
how much so fun. Cool. How much more fun?
Plus, I could, like, erase anything.
Yeah.
I could erase, like, I don't know. I could erase a wall and, like, be a bank vault.
Yeah.
Like,
like,
alright, this is all mine now.
Yeah.
Oh, and I get caught, go to jail. Erase my
not
jail
holding
cell.
You back. Yeah.
Out of there. Like,
erase the fucking cop while he's writing you a ticket. Like,
okay,
you just speed and just be like, erase the tires off of his car.
Yeah, so, I mean, either way, you can pretty much do, like, whatever you want.
It'd be fun. Like, I'd take either or.
But just, like, erasing something is, like, permanent.
Yeah.
So if I don't like something, I'm just like,
yeah. And then, like, 3 days later, you'd be like, fuck.
Not if something, like, you really...
I should have erased my big toe drunk that night.
I've just erased New York City as a whole.
See, if you could erase things, you'd have to be boys with the dude that could draw things.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, I'd definitely erase, like, all my neighbors' houses.
Yeah.
And they just have the dopest...
Just, like, the whole
I'd have,
aisle.
Like, I'd have beachfront property
just
on the aisle.
Gotham.
Yeah, in beautiful Green Island. It was just Dairy Island.
People just keep trying to move in. It's like...
I erase all roads in and out. I just self-sustain in here.
Enough to get kept to draw your boats and go over the bear.
Yeah. I'll erase like a hole under the ground to the bear, and it'll be like a bank vault, like the tube that just comes out and it just like spits out stuff. I'll just have those going just to the bear.
Yeah, but how are you gonna have that if you don't draw?
You're gonna draw it for me, I think.
No, I'm not drawing anything for anyone.
Well, you can go erase shit, go steal a bunch of money, and just have.
Yeah, I'll just erase like the ground. And then it'll just be a tunnel to the bear.
All right. Well,
that wraps it up.
That about does it.
Thanks to our loyal listeners for tuning in once again. Pretty sure half this podcast didn't even record, but
we'll figure it out.
We'll cross that bridge when we get to it.
We'll try to actually end it this time, too, instead of letting 2 minutes.
Yeah, you better watch out with these Denver football Broncos, though. They're about to go 16-0.
See you next Tuesday.
Pickles suck.
Fuck
go
the Sox. Fuck
Sox.
The Sox.
Hey,
fuck the Sox.
Sox clinching in the Bronx tonight.
It got rained out.
No, it didn't.
Didn't.